Dreamscape presents Rooted in Deceit by Wendy Tyson, narrated by Laurel Merlington. For Angela, I am very blessed to have you as my mother and my friend. 1. Megan spread stain across the new barn's fascia with slow strokes, watching the thick Indian summer red bleed into unprimed wood. The day was hot and humid, a soupy late August afternoon that teased a cooling rain, but delivered little more than sweat and sunburn. Megan wiped her hand on her denim overalls. She wished her farm manager, Clay Hand, would hurry. She was impatient to see how the interior of the new barn looked. According to Clay, Washington Acres Farm already had enough reservations for the next Saturday's wood-fired pizza event to pay for the pizza oven, an oversized stone monstrosity that Clay had built by hand in his spare time over the course of the spring and summer. Now Clay and his sister Clover, Megan's store manager, were putting the finishing touches on the serving area, while Megan and her farmhand, Brian Porter, completed the last of the exterior painting. Clay and Clover wanted to surprise her with the look of the new restaurant. Seemed it was a week for surprises.
"Ready,"
Clover said a few minutes later. The 20-something wore a pair of khaki cargo shorts and a sage green tank top. Her long, thick hair was imprisoned in a tortoiseshell clip, and escaped strands clung to her face and neck. One thing the new pizza farm didn't have yet was air conditioning, which was being installed later that day, and it showed in Clover's red complexion and soaked shirt. Megan quickly washed the brush with cold, soapy water, using a bucket and the hose. She dried the brush and placed it next to the can on the lawn to dry, anxious to join Clover. Last she saw the interior, the new barn had still been cavernous and barren, a stark wooden structure with high ceilings, a bathroom at one end, the oven at the other, and a lot of empty space. Before that, it contained unused horse stalls that doubled as storage units. The pizza farm had been Clay's vision for that section of the barn for a long time. It was finally coming to fruition.
"Close your eyes." Clover took Megan's arm and led her through the red entry door.
She positioned Megan gently.
"Voila!"
Megan opened her eyes. She let out a long, slow whistle.
"Wow! Just wow!"
The barn had been transformed. The space was filled with cedar picnic tables painted in primary color.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?